our public works crew were out immediately clearing the streets for emergency vehicles, so they cleared out this little parking lot, which we're going to pull in.
5 years ago, this section of Joplin was littered with debris after an EF5 tore through the city, killing 161 people. Today, the area known as Ground Zero at Cunningham Park has been rebuilt with many memorials, a children's play area, and peaceful butterfly garden and overlook.
This is where we held the press conferences, and then we also, the one-year anniversary and the second-year anniversary, and then
Lynn Onstott, the city's public information officer, explains the significance of this site as it was a central region of devastation when the storm hit. In the first days after the tornado, this park became a gathering place for media, press conferences, and volunteers to come together after the storm. Today, Cunningham Park has many memorials within its ground, including a volunteer tribute memorial, recognizing the countless man-hours and people who helped and continue to help with the recovery effort. According to data compiled by the city after the storm, more than 7,500 dwellings were damaged or destroyed, affecting more than 17,000 people. That left much work to be done. Sam Anselm, Joplin city manager, says an overwhelming show of community support began moments after the storm cleared.
A deluge of volunteers come in, and we've had over 180,000 volunteers that we know of have come in since 2011 to help us with our recovery. So that's with cleanup, debris removal, building houses, rebuilding parks. It's been pretty remarkable to see the recovery and the pace.
In fact, Anselm explains that over 1.5 million hours of service were reported from registered agencies. However, that figure does not account for the involvement of what Anselm refers to as a tight-knit community. Having only moved to Joplin a matter of weeks before the storm hit, Anselm says he's impressed by the community's resiliency.
I heard story after story of residents who dug themselves out of their basements or out of their crawl spaces, went next door, grabbed a chainsaw, and then started helping their neighbors.
Mayor Mike Seibert attributes the overwhelming outside volunteer and financial support from across the country and even internationally to Joplin's community character.
Our citizens here just had an incredible, resilient backbone when this storm hit, and people from around the country saw that. I think that really inspired a lot of people to want to come and help.
Troy Bollinger is Joplin's Planning and Development Director.
And I think the secret to that is actually relationships. We formed those relationships prior to the disaster. In fact, we had two severe ice storms just the years following to the tornado. And I think that really helped us prepare for the recovery effort because we had already developed those relationships.
Terry Watcher is the co-chair of Joplin Proud, a nonprofit group of volunteers dedicated to acknowledging the significant day in Joplin's history. Watcher says the five-year mark after the tornado is a way to recognize and thank all of those who have helped and share what has been learned. Watcher's home had not been damaged by the tornado, but becomes tearful when talking about St. John's Regional Medical Center, now Mercy, where she once worked as a vice president of missions. From large businesses like the hospital to smaller homegrown ones, many were severely damaged or destroyed that fateful day. Judy Petty is owner of Frank's Lounge on South Main in Joplin. This 45-year-old business, started by her late husband in 1970, was leveled by the storm, taking with it years of memories and memorabilia that could not be replaced. Only a few things survived.
There was one or two pictures that were they found in rubble that was nothing wrong with them. Spud McKenzie, the Budweiser dog, he was sitting unhurt. But what he was sitting on was completely gone, and everything was destroyed. There was just a few things that you could dig out that you could save.
Petty shared her first response was not to rebuild, as she was 70 years old at the time. But that feeling lasted briefly, and she changed her mind. With community help and support, Frank's Lounge reopened 6 months the day later on October 21st, 2011. Petty, just one example of rebuilding from the rubble, illustrates the symbol Joplin has adopted to signify renewal, the butterfly. Terry Watcher with Joplin Proud says this emblem was chosen and can be seen in various memorials around town because it signifies new beginnings.
We're strong and we're going to keep going and we're going to get this job done. And we've done pretty well so far.
For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.